judgment might be executed on the oppressors, and sinners shall be delivered into the hands of the righteous. And at its close, they shall acquire houses through their righteousness, and a house shall be built for the great King of glory forevermore. And all mankind shall look to that path of uprightness. And after that, in the ninth week, the righteous judgment shall be revealed to the whole world, and all the works of the godless shall vanish from all the earth, and the world shall be written down for destruction. And after this, in the tenth week, in the seventh part, there shall be the great eternal judgment, in which he will execute vengeance amongst the angels. And the first heaven shall depart and pass away, and a new heaven shall appear, and all the powers of the heavens shall give sevenfold light. And after that, there will be many weeks without number forever. And all shall be in goodness and righteousness, and sin shall no more be mentioned forever. Admonition to the righteous. And now I say unto you, my sons, love righteousness and walk therein, for the paths of righteousness are worthy of acceptation, but the paths of unrighteousness shall suddenly be destroyed and vanish. And to certain men of a generation shall the paths of violence and of death be revealed, and they shall hold themselves afar from them, and shall not follow them. And now I must say unto you, the righteous, walk not in the path of wickedness, nor in the paths of death, and draw not nigh to them, lest ye be destroyed. But seek and choose for yourself righteousness and an elect life, and walk in the paths of peace, and ye shall live and prosper, and hold fast my words in the thoughts of your hearts, and suffer them not to be affected from your hearts. For I know that sinners will tempt men to evilly entreat wisdom, so that no place might be found for her, and no manner of temptation might diminish. Woes for the sinners! Woe to those who build unrighteousness and oppression, and lay deceit as a foundation, for they shall be suddenly overthrown, and they shall have no peace. Woe to those who build their houses with sin, for from all their foundation shall they be overthrown, and by the sword shall they fall. And those who acquire gold and silver in judgment suddenly shall perish. Woe to you, ye rich, for ye have trusted in your riches, and from your riches shall ye depart, because ye have not remembered the Most High in the days of your riches. Ye have committed blasphemy and unrighteousness, and have become ready for the day of slaughter, and the day of darkness, and the day of the great judgment. Thus I speak and declare unto you, he who hath created you will overthrow you, and for your fall there shall be no compassion. And your Creator will rejoice at your destruction. And your Righteous One in those days shall be a reproach to the sinners and the godless. Enoch's grief, fresh woes against the sinners. Oh, that mine eyes were a cloud of waters, that I might weep over you, and pour down my tears as a cloud of waters, that so I might rest from my trouble of heart. Who has permitted you to practice reproaches and wickedness? And so judgment shall overtake you, sinners. Fear not the sinners, ye righteous, for again will the Lord deliver them into your hands, that ye may execute judgment upon them according to your desires. Woe to you who fulminate anathemas which cannot be reversed! Healing shall therefore be far from you because of your sins. Woe to you who requite your neighbor with evil, for ye shall be requited according to your works. Woe to you, lying witnesses, and to those who weigh out injustice, for suddenly shall ye perish. Woe to you, sinners, for ye persecute the righteous, for ye shall be delivered up and persecuted because of injustice, and heavy shall its yoke be upon you. Grounds of hopefulness for the righteous, woes for the wicked. Be hopeful, ye righteous, for suddenly shall the sinners perish before you, and ye shall have lordship over them according to your desires. And in the day of the tribulation of the sinners, your children shall mount and rise as eagles, and higher than the vultures will be your nest. And ye shall ascend and enter the crevices of the earth, and the clefts of the rock for ever, as connies before the unrighteous, and the sirens shall scythe because of you and weep. Wherefore fear not, ye that have suffered, for healing shall be your portion, and a bright light shall enlighten you, and the voice of rest ye shall hear from heaven. Woe unto you, ye sinners, for your riches make you appear like the righteous, but your hearts convict you of being sinners, and this fact shall be a testimony against you for a memorial of your evil deeds. Woe to you who devour the finest of the wheat, and drink wine in large bowls, and tread underfoot the lovely with your might. Woe to you who drink water from every fountain, for suddenly shall ye be consumed and wither away, because ye have forsaken the fountain of life. Woe to you who work unrighteousness and deceit and blasphemy! It shall be a memorial against you for evil. Woe to you, ye mighty, who with might oppress the righteous, for the day of your destruction is coming. In those days many and good days shall come to the righteous, in the day of your judgment. The evils in store for sinners and the possessors of unrighteous wealth. Believe ye, righteous, that the sinners will become ashamed and perish in the day of unrighteousness. Be it known unto you, ye sinners, that the Most High is mindful of your destruction, and the angels of heaven rejoice over your destruction. What will ye do, ye sinners,